We are not like Him yet. And the Bible says that we must be like Him. God thinks so much of Christ, that He wants thousands and millions more to be in heaven like Him. Not only saying their souls are saved, but in redeemed, regenerated bodies, new bodies, resurrection bodies. Well, that means dying, Paul says, no. Doesn't. There's some people, and they'll travel the lux way. They will not need to die. Why? In a moment. And how can I go any further without saying, what a moment. What a moment. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye at the last trump, the Savior's coming back. And with a conquering voice, He will sweep the graves of land and sea. Doesn't matter what was done to the body. Dear John Wycliffe, they hated him so much that after I don't know how many decades, they went into his grave and brought out what they could find and burned his very bones to ashes and then scattered them on the river to be carried out to the sea. You say, how will God bring the pieces together? He doesn't need to. He doesn't need to. He gave me this body. He can give me a new body. A new body. I'll still be Willie McVeigh, but my name's in the Lamb's Book of Life. I have been saved. I have that memory. I can look forward without fear of judgment in this life or the life to come. I am not living a miserable life. I'm living a joyful life. I pity those who are in any way. Or who will find out too late that they're not saved. But I say, what a man. What a man. Not because it's Easter. He will be a man throughout eternity. And we are going to follow Him wherever He goes. And we're going to be like Him. But we have this great hope. This may be our last Easter. He is coming back. And it says, a mystery, but I am now free to disclose it. God has revealed it to me. It's a mystery. We'll not all need to die. And what's going to happen? That man is coming back. That man is going to give one word of command. That's the word that's used in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. The Lord Himself will descend from heaven with a shout of command. Come, rise up, my fair ones. Rise up, come away. And in the twinkling of an eye, it doesn't even say winking. The twinkling of an eye. You know what that is? You can give someone some good news and you can see the twinkle in the eye. Just as quick as that. Less time than it takes to blink or wink. It's going to happen. Wouldn't it be wonderful if it happened tonight? But the question is, are we all ready? And for the Christians, are we all living in the good of it? This might be my last sermon. Could I get a better subject? Going right back to the beginning. I'm going right on to the future. And what does it say? So shall we ever be with the Lord. That's 1 Thessalonians. So shall we ever be with the Lord. You know, there was a young fellow, and the gaffer, the boss, used to tease him for being a Christian. And one day he came to him and said, oh, this is an invitation to a social. The young fellow was a Christian and quite witted. And he said, you know, we mightn't be able to get to your social. We might be going to another social. And he said, you boys going to a social? He said, yes. What kind of a social? And he quoted him the words, the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. Voice of the archangel, the dead in Christ rising, caught up together in the clouds of the air. And he said, it finishes by saying, so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wonderful social, that will be. So shall we ever be with the Lord. We do not like that. You could have it tonight by trusting the Savior.